I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy in the clubhouse. We've got Lena Dunham making her clubhouse debut tonight. She has requested to play Plead the Fifth. She also... She is a huge Dorinda fan and wanted to do something having to do with Dorinda. We are going to make her dreams come true. I think it's a pretty sharp Plead the Fifth that we're going to play with her. So knowing her, I feel like she might go for it. You know, she's someone who answers a lot. And then she winds up having to apologize for stuff 2 days later, which is my kind of woman. She's on with Maggie Gyllenhaal, who I love. It's her fourth appearance. She always leaves, and I think she's never going to come back, and then she comes back. So, see what happens tonight.
Her HBO show takes place in the wilderness, and hers takes place in a time before manscaping. It's Watch What Happens Live with Lena Dunham and Maggie Gyllenhaal now. What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with two very successful members of the entertainment industry who probably can't remember the last time they were in a room this cramped. You're welcome. My first guest is a mega successful writer, director, and actress known for Girls and Tiny Furniture. She is back now as the writer and EP of the new show Camping on HBO. Please welcome Lena Dunham making her Clubhouse debut. And the last time she was here, we made her guess whether she was looking at pictures of her brother or her husband, and strangely, she still came back. Her new movie, The Kindergarten Teacher, drops this Friday on Netflix. Welcome back, Maggie Gyllenhaal. Great to see you. Now, I have to, do the two of you know each other?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. I'm happy for that. Behind the bar, he's in the band years and years, but tonight he's getting me drunk until it takes years and years off of my life. Just kidding. Say hi to Ollie Alexander. You can go see him on tour now. Hey, Ollie. I almost wore those suspenders. I'm so glad.
Oh, I actually borrowed these from you.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's why I'm not wearing them. Let's get started. You know, Lena, you're making your clubhouse debut. You're going to be playing Plead the Fifth. Very excited. Every time I run into Lena, she surprises me with her extensive Bravo knowledge. Yep. I didn't realize that you actually really truly do watch almost pretty much everything on the channel.
I do.
That makes me very happy. And you're into Dallas right now.
I am. I'm really into Dallas. I've been following the whole Jeff Lewis Jenny thing with a fair amount of anxiety.
Uh-huh.
So that's, I know that's in a different you know, hemisphere. Corner of the Bravo world. Yep. But yeah, I'm very into Dallas.
Okay, well, we have a sneak peek for you of next week's episode of Friendship is Tested when Leanne called.
Friendship tested. Yeah,
yes, you're right. That's a really good point. But Leanne and Deandra are going through it, and that continues next week. Take a look.
I worry that whenever you and Brandy are together, that it's always about alcohol.
Yes, I drink a glass of wine. If I'm not going back to work, I'm going to drink a glass of wine at lunch. So
I'm not saying a glass of
wine. I have a drinking problem.
I feel like every time you're with her, all you do is end up drinking.
That is pretty offensive to me because I'm very calculated. It's really strange for me when we're talking about something, we're almost done, then you hit me with this new accusation.
It's not an accusation.
Whether or not she says alcoholic or drunk, that's what she's implied.
Ooh, that of course happens at Carrie's debut of her new plastic surgery center. So not without its drama, Lena. Lena Dunham and Maggie Gyllenhaal are here to answer your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Lena and Maggie know all about how to survive in the wild land known as Hollywood. But in honor of Lena's new show, Camping, have you ever wondered which of them could help you stay hydrated or fend off a bear in the great outdoors? No, just me? Okay. Well, here's what. Let's play Celebs in the Wild. I'm going to walk us through some survival scenarios that may occur in the wild. We want to find out whether you two have good survival instincts. What article of clothing can also be used as a respirator mask during an outdoor smoke emergency? Socks, bra, or underwear?
Bra.
Bra, you're right. Yes. If you cut holes in the cups and place it to your mouth. What type of alcohol can help you keep bugs away if you spray it on your body? Tequila or vodka?
Vodka.
Yes, you're right. Maggie, if you have to use the ladies' room during a chilly winter camping night, what is recommended that you use as a substitute to toilet paper? A well-packed snowball or a piece of fur?
Definitely go with the snowball.
That's correct. Lena, how much can an average person survive without water in the wilderness? How many days?
Four.
Three. What's the safest thing to do when you see a bear? Quietly shush it away, intimidate it by charging, or make yourself loud and big?
Loud and big.
Yes, that's what Erica Kane did on All My Children.
Yep.
True or false, if you get bitten by a venomous snake, you should immediately suck out the venom with your mouth. True or false?
True.
It's false. Putting your mouth on it will deliver extra bacteria, and you can potentially get venom into your mouth. Kind of makes sense. Maggie, if your phone accidentally drops in a lake, what's the most common way to save it?
Put it in some rice?
Yes, a bag of rice. You guys are good. Thanks for playing. I want to be stuck in the wilderness with you.
She definitely won, but I didn't.
I thought we were together
that
in the wilderness.
I did too.
People.
Then I just kind of went back and forth.
He made it sound like a contest. I don't want to be in competition with you.
I thought we were like the camp counselors together.
Yes.
I like that
so
better.
I wound up going back and forth.
You're the camp counselor. I'm the CIT for anybody who
gets that. Yes, exactly.
You're making me feel old.
Second, Maggie's show, The Deuce, uses its incredible costumes to transport you back to the 70s. But when it comes to the fashion of the time, which trends make her feel light and breezy, like a peasant blouse? And which make her feel dirtier than a 1970s porn stash? Here's what. It's time for Fashion Deuces. Maggie, we're going to take a look back at some vintage fashion trends. If you think they should never make a comeback, say deuces. Okay, what about full bushes down there? Yes, we like them. You know what? I love a full bush. What about Farrah Fawcett-like hair?
Deuces.
Wow. Okay, what about hot pants?
I like them.
Yes, okay. What about newsy caps?
Deuces.
Deuces. What about headscarves?
Deuces.
Deuces. What about tie dye?
Deuces.
Oh. What about bell bottoms? Deuces. Wow. What about thigh high boots?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Let's
all right,
go with
we're
the
okay.
lady in the back.
All right, thank you very much, Maggie. Finally, as one of the most buzzed about artists in the industry, everything Lena says seems to cause a stir, but let's see if we can keep stirring just a little more. Here's what. Lena Dunham, you and I did play Plead the Fifth once on a stage.
At a charity
event. And I got you to say what?
that I would move to Canada if Donald Trump was elected.
And what happened as a result?
I didn't move to Canada, but it's all I hear about day and night.
I apologize, but here's what. You asked for it, you got it. Lena Dunham, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth.
Okay.
To only one. Name one celebrity in Hollywood who you think is the biggest misogynist.
This is such a roughie because there's so many. Let's hand this award to... I'm trying to think honestly of someone who said something hideous about my body so I can just direct it
yes,
super
right.
clearly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, this isn't a person who has like a ton of power,
okay.
but the small amount he has, I feel he has used for ill, and that's Daniel Tosh.
Okay.
He said a really unkind thing about my breasts, but he said it in the context, in a context in which I felt like he was shutting down a lot of women for having bodies he didn't consider to be normative.
Okay.
So it's sort of like he's a dumb one to mention because he can't do anything.
But
because he's just some herb.
Okay.
But like,
I don't actually even know who he
he's
is.
He's got a show on Comedy Central. It's better this way.
Okay, Lena. When Girls went into its third season, Christopher Abbott was not brought back to the show, and there were rumors it was because you had differences with him. He made an appearance in season 5. Can you set the record straight? What happened between the two of you?
We're friends again now.
Good.
And I joke about it all the time. I would say our difference was that I was amazing at my job and he couldn't handle it.
Okay.
I mean, he just like I don't know what to say. Like, he just didn't want to do it anymore. He wigged out. And by the way, like, that's his prerogative. Like, I'm
right.
sure he had plenty of great reasons. But I do remember he said something about being stuck on a sitcom. And I didn't love that.
Right.
But he's a real true artist. And we've come to a great place.
Lena Dunham, we have a special question from your pal and former Girls co-star, Andrew Rannells. Look right here.
Lena, who has been your least favorite of Taylor Swift's boyfriends?
I will point out, of course, that you are seated next to the sister of one of Taylor Swift's former boyfriends. So choose your gentlemen carefully.
My least favorite of Taylor's boyfriends, and I want to do right by her on this question, and I'm also proud because I haven't pled the fifth on any of these.
No, you haven't.
And I think that makes me some kind of champion. My least favorite was Calvin Harris because I felt that he was petty in the public, and who needs to do that?
She didn't plead the fifth, everybody. Thanks for playing. You can play at home by downloading the Plead the Fifth app in the App Store now. The film looks incredible, and you play a kindergarten teacher working with a gifted kid, right?
Well, she's obsessed with this child in her
right.
class. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's really, the movie is really about the consequences of what happens when you starve a vibrant woman's mind.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's kind of a thriller, horror movie, slash intimate portrait of a, yeah, woman's mind.
Well, guess what? I know what I'm doing Friday night, Netflix. Let's go to Carla from Cincinnati. Hey, Carla.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, my question is for Lena.
Okay.
And I want to know what your reaction was to Taylor Swift finally making a political stance this week and urging people to vote in the midterms.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, that was really amazing. I mean, I'm like always proud of Taylor. She's not only is she an amazing friend to me on a personal level, but she's an amazing friend to lots of people in the world. And so I think she felt it was time for her to talk about politics, and I never judged her for considering that a private domain, but I think she chose a really, really powerful time to speak out, and I'm so moved and honored to be her friend.
Jordan T wants to know if there was ever a storyline or sexy scene pitched on The Deuce that you refused to do.
Never.
I love it. But also, you're a producer on the show, and you have serious input in.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah, I mean, like, nobody's asking me to do things that are sexist or ridiculous or, you know, out of control. Like,
I will after this show.
Yeah. I'll do a guest star on Camping.
Lena, India H wants to know, were you surprised that your name was thrown in the mix as the person who bit Beyonce at that time?
That was incredible. I was like, I wish I bit Beyonce.
Right.
Like, what a cool claim to fame. No, I wasn't. I mean, every time something horrible happens, people throw my name in the mix.
That being said,
I'm the least likely person to bite Beyonce. I'm incredibly conflict averse.
Right.
I don't drink. I never leave my house. Right. She'd have to come into my house while I was sleeping.
For you to bite her.
For me to bite her.
That is funny. I'm surprised that the movie is, you know, it's called The Kindergarten Teacher. And then we were talking about it earlier and I was like, oh, it's about someone with a gifted kid. And then I was surprised. It seems like a turn that it's actually kind of a psychological thriller.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea that some people might go into the movies thinking that they're going to watch like a sweet movie about a kindergarten teacher. Although I'm in it, so I don't know if like that gives you any clues. But it's really something else.
You like dark.
Well, I like movies that make you want to get up and change the things that mm-hmm. are f***ed up about the world.
Right. Yeah. That's good.
I hope this one does.
Okay, guys, it's game time. Since Lena Dunham is so used to being the boss on set, when she found out she was doing this show, she basically began producing her own segments by requesting an audience with a certain housewife who always makes it nice. So, Lena, since I make dreams come true, it's time for Clubhouse Playhouse Hologram Edition. Head on over to the green screen. A hologram of your scene partner, Dorinda Medley, is waiting to star opposite you in the iconic clip scene from season 9 of The Housewives of New York. You will be playing Sonia Morgan, which, as I know, is a role that you will appreciate.
Yep.
Okay, we're ready. And scene.
I swear, Sonia Morgan, I have never wanted to be part of Tipsy Girl.
John Medesian said you were totally on board for all of it.
Stop with the bullshit. I'd rather chew my left leg off than be part of Tipsy Girl.
John Medesian said, I spoke to Dorinda.
I'm not married to John Medesian. John Medesian doesn't run my estate.
I'm just saying, he said he spoke with you.
You need to back that up and take it back now.
You originally wanted to work with me for Tipsy.
Stop it. You f***ed your way to the middle. You're bankrupt. I have your papers for fraud. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Oh, wow. You're really a businesswoman.
Clip. 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 You fool. Hostess with the mostess.
You don't have to try to belittle me.
I'm not about going backwards, asswipe.
And see, wow!
Was asswipe really a part of the iconic first clip? The use of the term asswipe is shocking.
You do. You're a big Dorinda fan.
I love Dorinda.
What do you love about her?
I love her hair.
Okay.
I love how she is sort of like, she's like doing kind of the closest there is in the Housewives universe to like an Annie Lennox style thing. Like, I like that she is an independent thinker.
Yes.
And I like her kind of like her Kathleen Turner voice.
There you go. I'm really excited about camping. I love Jennifer Garner and Bridget Everett, so this show is clearly for me.
They're amazing. We just got a couple of, like, I know you're not supposed to say this. You're supposed to be like, I don't read reviews. But we just got a couple of, like, rough reviews. And I was like, it's one of the first times in my life where I've been like, I know this isn't true. These women are amazing, and it's really good.
Right. Good. Good.
Not to be like reviewers can say whatever they want. I just am saying I really like it, and I'm not in it, and I didn't direct it, so I'm watching from a distance.
Right. Well, you're such a great writer, so I'm not. Let's go to Kristen from Dallas. Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you so much. My question is for Maggie.
Okay.
Maggie, what is your favorite memory of working with Heath Ledger on the film The Dark Knight?
You know, I wonder if this isn't maybe specific enough, but I remember coming to work and seeing him, that scene where the Joker throws me off a roof, and seeing him come in and start to do what he was doing, you know, which was the first time I saw it. And I thought, and I still think about this sometimes, it's so hard to be good in a huge movie like that. That's not about the acting, really. It's so much easier to be good in, like, a little tiny movie where, you know, it's all about you. To be amazing like the way Heath was in a movie that's got explosions and, like, huge stunt scenes and big sets is, like, a whole nother thing. And I don't know if anyone's ever done that as well as he did in The Dark Knight.
That's a really good point, because that was really the thing when that movie came out. Everyone was like, man, it's like he's too good to be in a movie like this.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
he really delivered it, and everyone always said what a lovely guy he was.
Yeah, and it felt like that on set too. You were like, whoa. That's oh great. Okay, you're on a whole nother level.
It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the new disgusting food museum in Sweden that is exclusively dedicated to foods such as Chinese mouse wine and Sardinian Viagra. It sounds progressive. I'm not sure if this museum already has a curator or not, but I can think of one excellent candidate.
Yeah. No, what the What was that?
God,
oh, that was nasty.
She would be great. Today's shackle goes to Vladimir Putin for deciding to go shirtless yet again for his 2019 annual calendar. Okay, PSA time. Here are people who can do shirtless calendars. Firemen holding puppies. Rowing teams holding puppies. Two-thirds of NSYNC and two-thirds of NSYNC holding puppies. Gee, I'm so sorry. Dictator asked foreign leaders... didn't make the cut. I want to thank Lena, Maggie, and Holly. We're still hanging out with Lena Dunham. Her new show, Camping, premieres October 14th, right after The Deuce, starring Maggie Gyllenhaal. Maggie's movie, The Kindergarten Teacher, is out Friday on Netflix and in select theaters. And Ali Alexander's band, Years and Years, just released their latest album and the short film. What's the short film?
It's on YouTube. Judi Dench narrates it. Ben Whishaw makes a cameo. Go check it out.
Wow. I love it. Let's go to the phones. Patty from Dallas. Hey, Patty, what's your question?
Hey, my question's for Lena.
Okay.
Looking back on the girls' finale, is there anything that you would have changed about the episode? And is there still a plan for an eventual movie?
Great questions. Looking back on the finale, is there anything I would have changed about the episode? Okay, this is a complicated one, but I was supposed to be a nursing mother. And so I was supposed to have like a kind of like 6 weeks postpartum baby. And I had fake like nursing nipples that they glued on. And there were two variations. There was a lighter one and a darker one. And I wish I'd gone with the darker one. Yeah.
That is so specific, and I appreciate it.
And we would love to do a girls movie. I think it's like, I mean, you know, that cast are still some of my best friends in the world, and I think it would be amazing. It's just about, like, you know, enough time has to pass that there's something to say.
Right. Let's go to Tracy from South Dakota with a question for my guests. Tracy.
Hi, Maggie. I am a huge fan of The Deuce, and now that it's been announced that it'll be ending next season, do you have any idea how it'll be ending?
How it's going to end?
Yeah, do you know how it's going to end?
I know a little.
So was it when you all were discussing the series at the beginning, were you saying this is a 3-season arc?
Yes.
And so did they pitch you the whole arc of the whole 3 years then?
No, sort of. I mean, I only had 3 scripts when we started. I'd never done anything like that before out of, you know, whatever. It's going to be 26, right. I think, in the end. So they told me some, but it's definitely shifted as time has gone on. I mean, you wouldn't want me to tell you what I know.
No.
I will say I can't imagine it's going to be like an across-the-board happy ending.
Right.
But that's it. That's all I think I can share. Yeah. I know a little. I know a little. Yeah.
Let's go to Andy from Cincinnati. Hey, Andy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I'm a first-time caller.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
This is for Lena.
Okay.
After criticizing the Met Gala in the past, why did you decide to attend this year? And did you witness Andy freaking out over Madonna this year?
I didn't witness Andy freaking out over Madonna. And I never really said, that was like sort of taken out of context. Like I never said I didn't like the Met Gala. I said I was stressed out and didn't feel like I was like model-esque and appropriate. But I was like, it's cool to be there and fascinating to see.
Right.
We actually spent some time in the bathroom together.
Well, this is like
we
an important.
Keep that between us.
No, I think it's an important story. I actually wanted to share it before, which is that I was really the year before this last one, I was super sick at the Met. I have some health issues. Use of the term endometriosis, Andy.
I was correct, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yes, I follow you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. And I was really sick, and I passed out, and I went into the bathroom, and Maggie was the person who sat with me and took care of me.
Nice. Yeah.
She was so nice, and there were so many like models just doing the damn thing in there.
Right, smoking cigarettes in there. That probably was the worst place for you to be with all the cigarettes.
She sat with me in the big stall, and you like were in there, and you looked so beautiful, and you were an angel.
You looked pretty beautiful, too.
That's so nice. But I could tell you must be a really good mom, because I found your presence incredibly comforting, and you were
lovely.
Good lady.
That's amazing. It's a very sweet story. Do you get... you are, there have been articles written about how much you are forced to apologize in your time. Do you ever think I'm going to go off Twitter or I should censor myself or?
You know, I probably should, but I don't. And it's funny. People are always like, she had to apologize again. It's like, I didn't have to apologize.
Yeah, right.
I chose to apologize, which I actually think is a very adult thing to do.
Yes. It is. It's like that thing of when you say something, when you comment on something, and then the press says, oh, they're breaking their silence on something. It's like, I'm not breaking any silence. I'm just saying something.
It's like, if you knew me, you'd know I was talking about it to everyone all day long.
Right. Let's go to Aaron from Ohio. Hey, Aaron, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Lena.
Okay.
I was just wondering, if you were a Real Housewife, what would your tagline be?
Very good.
It's a great question. I got some help workshopping this from my friend Mary.
Okay.
And she came up with this, which I thought was really nice, concise.
Okay.
I'm going to try to deliver it well.
Okay, look into the camera.
Hey, look into the camera. Smarter than the prettier ones, prettier than the smart ones.
Yes! Wow! Last call of the night, Ellen from L.A. for Maggie Gyllenhaal. The movie is The Kindergarten Teacher.
Hey, Andy, can you call me sweetie real quick?
Hey, sweetie.
Hi, Maggie and Lena, big fan. But Maggie, were you shocked when Steve Bannon joined the lineup of the New York Festival, and were you happy with the decision to no longer have them at the event anymore?
You were there over the weekend.
I was, yeah. I would have liked to hear that interview, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think David Remick is amazing, and I would have liked to see him take Steve Bannon to task.
What was interesting is Steve Bannon, when he talked about it after, he was like, look, this guy was courting me for this event for a year.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like...
I can understand that. I really can understand the position that there should be no space taken up for ideas like that. And I also really do understand the other position, which is we have to know our enemy.
Right.
And we have to know as much as we possibly can about what we're fighting against. So I can understand both sides, but I would have liked to hear that interview.
All right. I want to thank Lena and Maggie and Ali for more Kick Around BravoTV.com tonight, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.